It's Hoops Talk with Will Perdue.
Alley-oop, Perdue!
Sponsored by Calamos Investments.
Yeah, we are thankful that Calamos Investment sponsors our Hoops Talk with Will Perdue. Seems like it was just yesterday we talked to you, Will, and here we are. We're back in season again. How are you?
Oh, Lisa, I'm doing well, but I've been dying to know because somebody on this call here decided to take last week off because they had the pressure of hosting Thanksgiving. So did it go without a problem, or did you made it work?
Are you talking about me? Hey, I take the whole week off because guess what? You only have to take 3 vacation days and you get 5. So I will never be here
that's
the week
a smart
of Thanksgiving.
Thing to do, but the question is, how did Thanksgiving go? Because you were the host.
Thanksgiving was fantastic. I love hosting holidays. I absolutely loved it because family came and spent the night this year. So they helped me get my house ready. They helped me cook. It was fantastic. How was yours?
Mine was great. So in other words, you did not have a Griswold holiday and there's no Uncle Eddie.
No. And do you know Chevy Chase was in town last night to flip the switch on a Griswold-like light display at Kane's Chicken? And hundreds of people showed up. Hey, we were talking about that movie Cocaine Bear, and I know you spend time in Kentucky, and apparently this bear is on display in Kentucky. Do you have any recollection about a bear that consumed a duffel bag full of cocaine in 1985?
No, I do not.
Okay. So there you go.
I have read the story, but I'm just like scratching my head. I'm like, are we sure this wasn't flour?
You know Will Perdue, former Chicago Bull analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. Hey, Kevin is up at Hallis Hall today, but Andy Mazur's here. Say hi.
Hey, Will, how you doing?
All right, Andy, I'm doing well. So big game tonight against the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, I'm wondering about Coby White because this is a guy that really had a lot of people talking about him at the beginning of the year. It wasn't necessarily a great talk about him, but now he's come up large in a couple big games.
Yeah, he really has. Listen, I'll preface it by saying great minds think alike. We had our production call this morning, and I said, hey, we need to do a discussion about how there's a correlation between the Bulls shooting the three and their wins and losses. In the wins, they're shooting 42%. In their losses, they're shooting 32%. Now, I know, what do they shoot, 29% against Utah? They only made 6 of them, but 3 of them were by Coby. I think he went 3 of 5. And as he started to find his rhythm, the team as a whole, most notably that second unit, has been a little more consistent. But that was one of the issues they didn't really address in the off season. We talked about that as we kind of finished up doing this last year in June about some of the things that the Bulls front office needed to address. Unfortunately, they didn't address it. There is a correlation between wins and losses. Their two best shooters are obviously Goran and Coby, but now that Coby is back and playing well, he's shooting with a lot of confidence, and you've seen him the last couple games. He's been a deciding factor.
Is Lonzo Ball going to be back in 2023?
Well, I know that there was a lot of tweets out there today and some things being said by the Bulls and other publications regarding that they're hopeful
right,
that he'll be back early in 23. But I've tried to tell people that, let's not hang on to that thought. Let's approach this like he's not coming back. Figure out how to play without him. Because, if you give players an out, you give them a mindset that, hey, you guys just hold on until Lonzo gets back, we'll be okay. It affects your mentality, your approach. If you go in this like, hey, Lonzo's not coming back, and you play a certain way and then he does come back, that's like icing on the cake. I'm just not sure. I know that they're talking about it. They're slowly ramping things up, but I wish I could give you an honest answer, Lisa, but I can't.
Will Perdue, former Chicago Bull and analyst for NBC Sports Chicago and Chicago Bulls pre and post game, is with us for Hoops Talk. What do you think about the extension for Billy Donovan's contract?
A little surprising because this is the year that he really needs to stand out. This is the year that this team needs to make strides. You know, we were talking about Billy was brought in to change a culture. I think he's done that. He's done a great job of that. We've talked about Billy's had to make these players accountable. I think that they're still getting there. It's much better. You know, you listen to how the players talk, how they've responded to that last mention of how Billy mentioned Zach, DeMar, and Vooch specifically, and they've stepped up and won three out of the last four since they've had, you know, that conversation in that Orlando game. So, you know, I always thought that they would wait till the end of this season, but I do know that Arturis Karnisovas loves Billy. You know, if you remember, Billy wanted to take some time off when he left OKC, but Arturis said, no, we need you, I need you. And he pretty much, you know, backed him into a corner, and the joke is forced him to sign his contract. But I know that Billy and his wife love it here. You know, the interesting thing is they quietly did it. They didn't make a proud announcement saying they had done it. So I think that's kind of what this new front office is about. They just try to keep things under wrap, and if you find out, you find out.
Hey, well, I know I've got a chance to do some Windy City Bulls games in the G League, and Dalen Terry was down there for a little while. I'm curious your impressions of him at that level and what he may present to the Bulls and the big club.
Well, you know, I liked what I saw. Now, listen, there's a significant difference between the talent in the G League and the talent, you know, with the big club, the Bulls. But I like the mentality of, and I got to say hello to him after the game and introduce myself, but I love his mentality about, hey, I'd rather go down to the G League and get some experience, get some playing time and work on my game rather than sit up here and get a DNP CD and not play. I know he's getting a chance to practice. I know he went on this trip. Not sure if he'll get a single minute of playing time, but I love his toughness. I love his approach. I love his size, especially with his wingspan. I think as he adapts to the speed of the game, he's going to be a valuable addition, especially on the defensive end of the floor.
Will Perdue is with us. Hey, Will, there was a story that came out yesterday that Charles Barkley came out and said he hasn't spoke to Michael Jordan in 10 years. I'm guessing it's been longer for you.
No, I actually speak to him all the time.
Okay,
I actually run into him on the golf course.
You play golf? Do you get into a betting match with him?
No, I don't play with him.
Oh.
I don't have that kind of funds. You know, as Charles says, it's not gambling if you can afford it. I kind of agree with that. Michael can afford it, but I jokingly, if I see him on the golf course, I'll hit a ball over in his fairway and then try to run him over with a golf cart, you know, when I go over to say hello. But, you know, the interesting thing, Michael's not as available as he was in years past. Because remember now, him owning the Hornets is his money, it's his time, and he keeps a tight eye on that. And the other thing is his new hobby now is sport fishing. Remember, it was racing motorcycles.
Yeah.
He's a part-time owner with, I think it's Rouse Racing, in NASCAR. I forget who he's in with, but Bubba Wallace is his driver.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a little entity here or there, but he's doing a much better job of kind of keeping a rein and an eye on his money and not spending so much time in Chicago.
Boy, he has spent a lot of money on that golf course gambling, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, but honestly, I know there's a lot of stories out there about how much he's lost. What you're not hearing is how much he's won, because that's kind of boring. It's more interesting for people to say, Michael Jordan lost $100,000 playing golf? I think he's won just as much as he's lost. I think at the end of the day, his golf betting is pretty much a wash.
So, Will, before we let you go, Bulls poll went out tonight in Phoenix or no?
I don't know. The Suns have won 5 in a row. They're playing really well. And you know, this is without Chris Paul. It's going to be a tough win for them. You know, it's just they have such a small room for error when they play teams like this. But they just beat the Milwaukee Bucks, just meet the Boston Celtics. I'm going to say probably not. But, you know, right now in this 6-game road trip, they are 2-1. So, you know, when you go on the road, you want to come back 500. So they're well on their way.
All right. Thank you for joining us. I'll be here next Wednesday for you.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Did you also clean after you cooked?
No, that's not my job. I cook, they clean.
That's kind of the deal my wife and I have. So I'm on board with that.
Oh, I like that. Will Perdue, Hoops Talk with Will, is sponsored by Calamos Investments. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.